purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Na Mudraya. No one can understand the activities of a pure devotee. A student or neophyte devotee cannot possibly understand why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting the name of the gopis. Nor should the student have asked Lord Chaitanya about the potency of chanting gopi, gopi. The neophyte student was certainly convinced of the piety in the chanting of Krishna's holy name. But this sort of attitude is also offensive. Dharma vrata tiaga bhutadi sarva shubha kriya samyam api pramadha. To chant the holy name of Krishna in exchange for the achievement of piety is an offense. This, of course, was unknown to the student. Thus, he innocently asked, "So what piety is there in the chanting of the name Gopi?" The student did not know that there is no question of piety or impiety. For the chanting of the holy name of Krishna or the holy name Gopi is on the transcendental platform of loving affairs. Since the student was not expert in understanding such transcendental activities, his question was merely impudent, improperly forward and bold. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, greatly angry at the student, reacted. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Uddhava came from Lord Krishna with a message for the gopis, all the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, denounced Krishna in various ways. But such denunciations, however, reflect an exuberant loving attitude which an ordinary man cannot understand. So when the foolish student questioned Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya similarly rebuked Lord Krishna in such loving exuberance. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of the gopis and the student advocated the cause of Sri Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was greatly angry. And seeing his anger, the foolish student, who was an ordinary atheistic smarta brahmana, foolishly misjudged Lord Chaitanya. Thus, the foolish student and a party of students were ready even to strike Lord Chaitanya in retaliation. It was after this incident that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyasa, so that people would not commit offenses against Lord Chaitanya, considering Lord Chaitanya to be an ordinary householder. For even now in India, a sannyasi is naturally offered respect. In this episode, we find the word dvija, indicating that the student was a brahmana. Actually, in those days, only members of the Brahmana class became students of Vedic literature. Schooling is meant especially for Brahmanas. Previously, there was no question of schooling for Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, or Shudras. Kshatriyas used to learn the technology of warfare, and Vaishyas learned business from their fathers or other businessmen. They were not meant to study the Vedas. At present, however, everyone goes to school, and everyone is given the same type of education, although no one knows what the result will be. The result, however, is most unsatisfactory, as we have seen in the Western countries especially. The United States has vast educational institutions where everyone is allowed to receive an education. But the result is that most students become like hippies. Higher education is not meant for everyone. Only selected individuals trained in Brahminical culture should be allowed to pursue a higher education. Educational institutions should not aim to teach technology, for a technologist cannot properly be called educated. A technologist is a Shudra. Only one who studies the Vedas may properly be called a learned man, Pandita. The duty of a Brahmana is to become learned in the Vedic literature and teach the Vedic knowledge to other Brahmanas. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are simply teaching our students to become fit Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. In our school at Dallas, the students are learning English and Sanskrit. And through these two languages, they are studying all of our books, such as Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita as it is, and the Nectar of Devotion. It is a mistake to educate every student as a technologist. There must be a group of students who become Brahmanas. Without Brahmanas who study the Vedic literature, human society will entirely be chaotic. In those days also, 500 years ago, the caste Brahmanas were very proud. They were not prepared to accept chastisement, even from a teacher or spiritual master. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mayaya paritta jnana asuram bhavam ashritaha. When one becomes inimical to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, adopting an atheistic attitude, asuram bhavam, even if one is a learned scholar, the essence of knowledge does not become manifest in such a person. In other words, the essence of one's so-called knowledge is stolen by the illusory energy of the Lord, Maya. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes a mantra from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha grau tasyaite kathitahi artha prakashante maha atmanaha. The purport of this verse is that one who is unflinchingly devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, and similarly devoted to one spiritual master with no ulterior motive, such a person becomes a master of all knowledge. Within the heart of such a devotee, the real essence of the Vedic knowledge becomes manifest. This essence is nothing but surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedya. Only unto one who fully surrenders to the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord does the essence of Vedic knowledge become manifest, and not to anyone else. And this same principle is emphasized by Sri Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Iti pung sarpita vishnau bhaktischain navalakshana kriyeta bhagavati adha tan manye ditam uttamam. A person who directly applies these 9 principles, hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., in the service of the Lord, is to be understood as a greatly learned man, one who has assimilated the Vedic literatures very well. The goal of studying the Vedic literature is simply to understand the supremacy of Lord Sri Krishna. Sridhar Swami, the original commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, confirms that first one must surrender to the spiritual master. Then the process of devotional service will develop. It is not a fact that only one who diligently pursues an academic career can become a devotee. For even with no academic career, if one has full faith in the spiritual master and the supreme personality of Godhead, then he or she develops in spiritual life and real knowledge of the Vedas. The example of Maharaj Katvanga confirms this because King Katvanga was unconquerable in any fight. Requested by the demigods to join them in fighting the demons, Katvanga won victory, and the demigods, being very pleased, thus wanted to give Katvanga a benediction. The king inquired from the demigods about the duration of his life, and he was informed that he had only one moment more to live. Thus, King Katvanga immediately left his palace and went to his own residence, where he engaged his mind fully on the lotus feet of the Lord. This example of Maharaj Katvanga in performing devotional service is brilliant. Maharaj Katvanga engaged himself for only a moment in devotional service to the Lord, but Katvanga was promoted back to Godhead. Therefore, if one practices devotional service from the beginning of one's life, surely one will return home back to Godhead without a doubt. Asanchaya. In Bhagavad Gita, the word Asanchaya is used to describe the devotee. There, Krishna himself gives this instruction. Maya sakta mana partha yogam yunjan madasrayah asanchayam samagram mam yapa gyasya sitat shrinu. O son of Pritha Arjuna, now hear how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Krishna also instructs in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam, evam yoveti tatvatah, chakva dehang punar janma, naiti mam eti sorjuna. O Arjuna, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take birth again in this material world, but instead attains my eternal abode. And therefore, from the very beginning of one's life, one should practice bhakti yoga, which increases one's attachment for Krishna. If one daily sees the deity in the temple, makes offerings by worshipping the deity, chants the holy name of the personality of Godhead, and preaches about the glorious activities of the Lord as much as possible, one thus becomes attached to Krishna. And this attachment is called asakti. And when one's mind is attached to Krishna, mayasakta manaha, one can then fulfill the mission of life in just one human birth. But if one misses this opportunity, then one does not know where he or she is going, how long he or she will remain in the cycle of birth and death, and when he or she will again achieve the human form of life and the chance to return home back to Godhead. The most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of one's life to render loving service to the Lord. One who surrenders to Guru and Krishna is understood to have learned the subject matter of the Vedas very nicely. One who adopts this Vedic process of surrender thus learns devotional service and is certainly successful. But one who is very proud, however, is unable to surrender either to the spiritual master or to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he or she cannot understand the essence of any Vedic literature. Krishna tells Uddhava in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shabda Brahmani Nishnato Na Nishnayat Pare Yadi Sramastasya Sramafalo He Adhenum Eva Rakshata. If one is learned in the Vedic literature, but is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu, then his or her work is a useless waste of labor, just like keeping a cow who does not give milk. So in this section is a depiction of materialists who have no knowledge of devotional service. They may be very religious and may work very systematically or perform austerities and penances, but if they blaspheme the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they are nothing but rogues. And this is confirmed in the Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastrang Japas Tapah Apranasyaiva Dehasya Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. So, if someone is without knowledge of devotional service to the Lord, then great nationalism, fruitive, political, or social work, science, or philosophy, are all simply like costly garments decorating a dead body. The only offense of such a person adhering to these principles is that one is not a devotee. One is always blasphemous towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. Among the members of the Varna Ashrama institutions, social orders, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, the Brahmana is considered the foremost, for the Brahmana is the teacher and spiritual master of all the other Varnas. And similarly, among the spiritual orders, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, the Sannyas order is the most elevated. Therefore, a Sannyasi is the spiritual master of all the Varnas and Ashramas, and a Brahmana is also expected to offer obeisances to a Sannyasi. Unfortunately, however, caste Brahmanas do not offer obeisances to a Vaishnava Sannyasi. They are so proud that they do not offer obeisances even to Indian Sannyasis. What to speak of European and American Sannyasis? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, expected that even the caste Brahmanas would offer respectful obeisances to a sannyasi, because 500 years ago, the social custom was to offer obeisances immediately to any sannyasi, known or unknown. The sannyasis of the Krishna consciousness movement are bona fide. All the students of the Krishna consciousness movement have undergone the regular process of initiation as enjoined in the Hari Bhakti Vilas of Sanatana Goswami.
Tapa dicha vidhanena dvijitvam jayate nirnam.
By the regular process of initiation, any man can become a Brahmana. Thus, in the beginning, the students of our Krishna consciousness movement agree to live with devotees, and gradually, having given up four prohibited activities, namely illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication, they become advanced in the activities of spiritual life. When one is found to be regularly following these principles, one is given the first initiation, Hari Nama, and one regularly chants at least 16 rounds a day. Then, after 6 months or a year, one is initiated for the second time and is given the sacred thread with the regular sacrifice and rituals. And after some time, when one advances still further and is willing to give up this material world once and for all, one is given the sannyas order. At that time, he receives the title Swami or Goswami, both of which mean master of the senses. Unfortunately, debauched so-called brahmanas in India neither offer ISKCON sannyasis respect, nor do they accept them as bona fide sannyasis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expected the so-called brahmanas to offer respect to such Vaishnava sannyasis. Nevertheless, it does not matter whether they offer respect nor whether they accept these sannyasis as bona fide, for the Shastra describes punishment for such disobedient so-called brahmanas. The Shastric injunction declares,
Devata pratimang drishva yating chaiva tridandinam namaskarang nakuryadya prayaschitti yate naraha.
One who does not offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to his deity in the temple, or to a Tridandi sannyasi, must undergo prayaschitta, atonement. So if one does not offer obeisances to such a sannyasi, the prescribed prayaschitta is to fast for one day. According to Vedic injunctions, only a brahmana may be offered sannyasa. The Shankara Sampradaya, Ekadanda Sannyasa Sampradaya, awards the sannyas order only to caste brahmanas or born brahmanas. But in the Vaishnava system, even one not born in a brahmana family may be made a brahmana according to the direction of the Hari Bhakti Vilas.
Tatha Diksha Vidhanena Dvijitvang Jayate Nirnam.
Any person from any part of the world may be made a brahmana by the regular process of initiation. And when one follows brahmanical behavior, observing the principle of abstaining from intoxication, illicit sex, meat-eating and gambling, one may be offered sannyasa. So all the sannyasis in this Krishna consciousness movement, who are preaching all over the world, are regular brahmana sannyasis. Thus, the so-called caste brahmanas should not object to offering them respectful obeisances. For by offering such obeisances, as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will diminish their offenses and automatically awaken to their natural position of devotional service. As it is said,
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabhu Nai.
Krishna Prema can be awakened in a purified heart. So the more we offer obeisances to sannyasis, especially Vaishnava sannyasis, the more we diminish our offenses and purify our hearts. Only in a purified heart can Krishna Prema awaken. This is the process of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult, the Krishna Consciousness Movement. According to the system of Vedic society, whenever an unknown sannyasi comes to a village or town, someone must invite that sannyasi to take prasadam in one's home. Sannyasis generally take prasadam in the house of a brahmana because the brahmana worships the Lord in his form as Narayana Shila or Shalagram Shila, and therefore there is prasadam that the sannyasi may take. Keshava Bharati accepted the invitation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Lord Chaitanya had a good opportunity to explain his desire to take sannyas from Keshava Bharati. So at the end of Lord Chaitanya's 24th year, at the end of the fortnight of the waxing moon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip and crossed the river Ganges at a place known as Nidayara Ghata. Then Lord Chaitanya reached Kantaka Nagara or Katoya Katwa, where Lord Chaitanya accepted Ekadanda Sannyas according to the Shankaraite system. Since Keshava Bharati belonged to the Shankaraite sect, Keshava Bharati could not initiate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the Vaishnava Sannyasa order, whose members carry the Tridanda. Recorded April 15, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.